Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Mim. Today's daf has been dedicated by the Issevra family in memory of Simcha Bat Shimuel. Ruach Hashem tenihenna began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilui Nishmat Chacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihen began Eden. Amen. We are beginning today's daf on Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, and we are 2 lines from the bottom. We were discussing a case where an animal was trapped by Goyim on the first day of Yom Tov, and then was Nishat, it was slaughtered on the second day of Yom Tov. So they came in front of the Hakamim to discuss whether you're allowed to eat the animal or not. And we actually had a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshat. It says in the Gemara before, Rav Nachman Rav Hasda ate from the animal, and Rav Sheshat did not eat. And the Gemara then went on to bring the different sources and reasons why each one held what he held. Now the Gemara has a little different understanding of how that story took place. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher, Lididi Amar Li Amemor, to me Amemor said, Hahu Bar Tavya, this Svi, meaning this deer that we were talking about, lav itsude itsid, it was not trapped on Yom Tov. Because if it was trapped on Yom Tov, vadai, Rav Sheshat would have been lenient to eat it on the second day. Because the 2 days of Yom Tov are sefek. And therefore, if the first day was chol, so the goyim trapped it on chol, so you're allowed to make shechita on the second day, which would be Yom Tov. Or if the opposite, if the first day was Yom Tov and they trapped it, so now they didn't make shechita until the next day, which is chol. And therefore you can make shechita on chol, and especially according to Shitat Rashi that we learned yesterday, they wait the time of Bichdesh Yasu, they wait the time that would have taken them to trap the animal, so they're not being nehineh from the melacha that the goy did. So therefore, Miman of Shach, either way you look at it, it would be permissible. So the Gemara says, for sure, everybody would have held, if it was trapped on the first day by Goyim, and it was Nishat on the second day, it would be permissible. So what was the case? The Gemara says, Ela, Mitzmehutz Letchum Ata. We're talking about the animal that was on the first day of Yom Tov. And it was brought from outside the Tchum, which means they brought it from a place where we weren't able to access. It was outside the borders that were permissible to us. Now, what's the logic then? We know that something that's brought outside the Tchum for a Jew, it's a Asur Ba'ana'a. We're not allowed to benefit from it. So what could be the logic of Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda that said it's mutar to eat? So the Gemara says, man de'achal, the opinions that said it's edible, you can eat it, sabar, they hold. Haba b'shvil Yisrael ze, mutar Yisrael acher. That if the Goyim had intended to bring the animal for one Jew, so while it's forbidden for that Jew that they intended for, but it'd be permissible for another Jew. So in this case, they brought it for the Resh Galut, like we learned in the story above. They brought it for the Exilach. Now the rabbis were there. It happened to be the Resh Galut's house. The Goyim did not have Kavanah for those rabbis. They had Kavanah for the Resh Galut. So Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman held, since they didn't have Kavanah specifically for us, they had Kavanah for a different Jew. For them, it's Asur. For us, it's Mutar. Comes Gemara and says, third line, Uman de lo achal, and Rav Sheshat, that did not eat from the animal, Savar, he holds, Kol da'ate lebe resh geluta, adarta dechulihur banan ate, that anything that's brought to the Resh Galut's house, the Kavanah is, and for all the rabbis that are going to eat by the Resh Galut, which is the Resh Galut was a place where all the Hachamim would go. So therefore, it's given, it's built in, that when the Goyim bringing for the Resh Galut, they have in mind all the rabbis, so therefore it's as if they specifically brought the animal for all the hakirim, even without intending specifically for them. Having intention for the Nesh Galut includes all the hakirim that attended Nesh Galut's house, and therefore it is going to be asud. So now the Gemara says, which means we learned on the earlier daf that after this story happened with the animal on Yom Tov, Rav Sheshat found Rav Bar Shmuel and he asked him a question. He said, did you ever hear any braitot regarding the deen of the Kiddusha of the Shtei Yamim of Yom Tov? Is it considered Kiddusha Achat? Is it considered Shtei Kiddushot? Now, based on the way we're learning the story now, that conversation has no bearings. The discussion here has nothing to do with if Yom Tov has Kiddusha Achat or Shtei Kiddushot. It was a case where it was on Yom Tov, brought outside the Tchum. It's a she'ela of, can you be ne'eneh from something that was brought for one Jew outside the Tchum, from outside the Tchum for somebody else? So what was that conversation that Rav Sheshat was asking Rava legabe shtei kiddushot or one kiddusha? That conversation has nothing to do with the way we're learning the story now. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo ayu devarim me'olam. Based on this version, that conversation never happened. According to the first version, where the story was, they were tzadit on Yom Tov Rishon, and they were shochetet on Yom Tov Sheni. Oh, so then the discussion, how do you look at the 2 days of Yom Tov? Is it a sefek? And if a 1 day's chol and 1 day's kodesh? Then the question that the Sheshat asked Rava is germane to the topic. But according to this version, it's got nothing to do with anything. This is, you're right. Lo ayud devarim me'olam. The conversation does not exist according to this way we are learning. And when I tells another story, ha'un lifta ve'aten mechoza. There was a certain liftal. Liftal literally means a turnip. The Goyim brought in to Mechoza on the holiday. Nafak Rava, so Rava went out to check it out. Hazia, he saw Dechamisha. He saw that already it was drying up. So he knew Shara. He said, it's permissible. If you want to buy this turnip on Yom Tov, it's permissible. Now, of course, they would not buy it with money. They would buy it on credit. They would go to the merchant and say, okay, we're interested in purchasing this item. And of course, after Yom Tov, they would settle up with the money. But the point is, from the fact that he saw it was dried up, he knew that it wasn't plucked from the ground on Yom Tov, because it would have been much fresher. Now, if it was picked from the ground on Yom Tov for the Jews, for sure you cannot be ne'eneh from melacha that was done by a goy for Jews. So he checked it. He said, this is a ready turnip. I could assume it was not picked on Yom Tov. Therefore, you could go buy it. So again, shara rava limizban mineh. Rava made it permissible to buy from it. Amar, he said, Havadai me'itmol ne'akra. He said, this for sure was picked from the ground from yesterday. So comes Gemara and says, Mai amart. What's the concern over here? What are you worried that should be asur? Mihutz letchum atya? What are you worried about over here? Why should it be a question? Meaning, if you're telling me that it was not picked today, so it's obvious it should be permissible. What's the dilemma? Is the dilemma because the goyim brought it from outside its home, and therefore the Jew is benefiting from a melacha that was done? The fact that the goyim brought it from outside the borders that we could have accessed, that shouldn't be a problem. Haba b'shvil Yisrael ze mutal le'echol li'Yisrael acher. Which is, we just learned in the Gemara that if they're intending to bring it for one Jew, it's permissible for another Jew. Vechol sheken hai. And all the more so in this case, da'ata de'nochrim ata. Because in this case, they didn't even intend to bring it for Jews. The goyim were bringing it to sell it to goyim. So all the more so, even if they brought it outside the tchum, it would be permissible since it wasn't picked today for the Jews, especially. It wasn't picked at all today, so therefore it would be permissible. So the Gemara says, "Kevan dehazad dekamafshe umaitelehu asarlehu." But then, once the Jews started buying, he noticed that the next Shabbat or the next Yom Tov, they were bringing more goods. So now it became evident that they started bringing it for the Israel, and therefore he came and was oser. Rashi, second line, the kam mafshen nochrim, which means the goyim were now bringing abundant vaite. Amar hani vaday adachtad Yisrael mafshe vaitu vaasad. He says for sure this is no longer bringing for the goyim. Now they saw that this custom is, so they're bringing it for Yisrael. And since they're bringing it from outside the tchum, so Rava said it's going to be asur. Till that point, there was a small amount. I was bringing it for the goyim. So the rabbi said, listen, it wasn't picked today. You can go buy it. But once he saw that they started to change their intention, so therefore he forbade it. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, interesting, just Tosafot, one line of a Tosafot over here. He says, when the rabbi made the assumption that it was picked yesterday because he saw that they were drying out, Tosfot says, if it was picked today on Yom Tov, be asur. Even though it was picked for the intention of goyim, still the rabbi would have been oser it. Why? The ta'amah mishum mukseh. Because that would have been a mukseh issue. Not an issue of, picking it for us, because they didn't pick it for us. So why should it be asur? They picked it for the goyim. But bottom line, since it was in the ground, for us this item is mukseh. So therefore, he said it is asur. Comes the Gemara and says, another story. Hanehu bene ganana. There were certain people that build chupot. Bene ganana, she says, koshre kilot lahatanim. They build the canopies for the hatanim. De gazu lehu asa. And they cut the asa. The asa is the hadas. In the olden days, they used to make the chupa out of the hadasim. So biyom tov sheni. They cut the hadasim on Yom Tov Sheni, on the second day of Yom Tov. The urta at night, meaning Motzae Yom Tov Sheni, Shara lehu Ravina le'aruhe ben le'altar. So Ravina allowed the people, the Jews, to smell these hadasim immediately, meaning he allowed them to have hana, even though they were cut on the second day of Yom Tov. Right away, after Yom Tov was over, he allowed them to benefit from them. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar le Rabba bar Tachlifa de Rabina, lisal lehu mor mepene she'enan bene Torah," which means you should be mahmir not to allow them to benefit on Motzei Yom Tov, because these people over here were not bene Torah; they weren't Torah scholars. And if you could allow them to benefit from a melacha that was done on Yom Tov, and you allow them to benefit on Motzei Yom Tov, they're going to come to be mezalzel now on Yom Tov Sheni. They're going to say, the second day of Yom Tov not so important. Okay, melacha was done, and right after that, they were able to benefit. So matkif la'adav shemahaya ta'amah de'enan b'nei Torah. That's the only reason why you have to be mahmir, because these people were not b'nei Torah. Ha b'nei Torah shari. Well, but if they were b'nei Torah, if they were Torah scholars, would it be permissible to enjoy the hadas that was cut immediately? Ba'ba'inan b'chdesh yasu. You still need to wait a certain amount of time of how long would it have taken for you to do it if you started on Motzei Yom Tov, which means you cannot benefit from the melacha that was done on Yom Tov. Let's say it takes a certain amount of time to cut the hadasim. So therefore the rabbi should have said that Motzei Yom Tov, you cannot benefit immediately, you have to wait the prescribed time. Which is, if they weren't b'nei Torah, then everybody would be asur totally, because they're going to come to be lenient. But even if they were b'nei Torah, he should have gave them a certain amount of time that they had to wait. So Gemara says, azlu, they went, shaylu al Rava. So they asked Rava what the deen would be. Amar lehu ba'inan b'chdesh yasu. He said, you're right, they have to wait b'chdesh yasu, which means they cannot just benefit from that scene that were cut on the second day of Yom Tov immediately after Yom Tov is over. They had to wait the amount of time that it would have taken for them to do the melacha themselves. Comes the Gemara and says, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa the Tana said that on Rosh Hashanah in the Amidah, number one, we mention Rosh Chodesh, which means we say Biyom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, but we also mention it Al-Tenai. Al-Tenai is on a condition. because again, since the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah could be a sefik, right? We don't know. Could be it was on the 30th day of Elul or is on the 31st day. So we say, if today is Rosh Chodesh, so then fine, then Rosh Chodesh is today and tomorrow is Chol. And then on the second day we say, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, as if it's today, and if not, then I mean yesterday was. So then we make a condition, the Gabedi statement of Rosh Chodesh. If you looked in the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah said it, and I quote, the Bidosa, according to the Mishnah on Lamedet, the Bidosa ben Harkinas Omer, ha'oved lefnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah Omer, ha'chalitzenu Hashem Elohenu yom Rosh Chodesh haze im hayom im lemahar. If it's today or if it's tomorrow, ulmahar Omer, on the second day he says im hayom im emesh. If it was today or was it yesterday? Velo hodu lo hachamim. Hachamim did not agree to the Rabbi Dosa. Now we're going to see the nature of what the machloket was. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Ki avinan be Ravuna. When we're in the Bet Midrash of Ravuna, Ibaya lan. We had a question. Ma'u lazkir shel Rosh Chodesh be Rosh Hashanah. Do you even mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah? Well, what's the question? It is Rosh Chodesh. Well, kevan dehalukin b'musafin amrinan. Yes, since the musaf korban of Rosh Hashanah is haluk, it's split, meaning we bring a korban musaf for Rosh Hashanah, but there's also a korban musaf on Rosh Hashanah for the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh. So since it has a korban musaf for Rosh Chodesh, then therefore it should be mentioned. Like it says in the Pasuk, Millebad Olat HaChodesh, which means on Rosh Hashanah, besides the Olah of the Rosh Chodesh, you bring the other Korban, so therefore it should be mentioned. However, Odilma, Zikaron Echad, Ole Lekan Ulekan. Or do you say, when you say in the Tefillah, B'yom HaZikaron HaZeh, that includes not only Rosh Hashanah, but it also includes Rosh Chodesh. Where do we see that Rosh Chodesh is considered Zikaron? So if you look at the Rashi, it tells us that Zikaron Echad, Et Yom Zikaron Hazeh, Derachmana Kariya Zikaron, Dichtiv Zikron Teruah. Well, we know Rosh Hashanah is called Zikron Teruah. Uberosh Chodesh Nami Ketiv, Vayu Lachem, Nezikaron. So therefore, since Rosh Chodesh is also called Zikaron, maybe I can just get away by saying Yom Zikaron Hazeh, and then I'm good. So that's the She'elah again. Do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? The two sides again are, either you do, because there is a Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, or you say no, Zikaron, those words cover both. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Lan, so we answered, King Ravuna answered, Tenituha. He says, it's a Beferush Mishnah. We learned it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Ha'obed, Lefne Ateva. Which means Rabbi Dosa, in the Mishnah, clearly said that the Hazan on Rosh Hashanah has to get up and mention Rosh Chodesh. Now, albeit he made a condition, but you do have to mention if today is Rosh Chodesh, or if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, or if today is Rosh Chodesh, or if yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. But you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. And what does the Mishnah say? Ve'lo hodu lo hachamim. Hachamim did not agree, implying what? That they say you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So Ravuna basically was answering, it is a machloket tana'im between Rabbi Dosa and hachamim. So the Gemara says, my lav lazkir. And must be the machloket is whether you should be mazkir Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah or not. Gemara says, no, not that the machloket. Lehat not. The machloket is, do you have to make the condition or not? Meaning, everybody holds, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. When it says the Hakim didn't agree to the Bidosa, they held you don't make this condition if it's today, if it's tomorrow. And what's the logic? Logic being, because the rabbis don't want you to make a condition on Rosh Hashanah, because you'll come to me mizelzel on the day. If you're going to come along and say, if today is Rosh Chodesh, or if tomorrow. So if you make a guy say that in the prayer already, you're putting a doubt in his mind that today might not be Rosh Hashanah. And if we might come to be mizelzel, you might come to be, you know, lenient on the day. So therefore, the argument in the Mishnah was not if you have to mention Rosh Chodesh or not. Everybody says you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. What's the machloket? That not. Do you make the condition or not? Rabbi Dosa says, yeah. Hakamim say no. Kevara says Hakinamim istabla. It makes sense to learn the machloket that way. Why? Midiktani bebaraita, because we have another Tanaic source, a baraita that says. וכן היה רבי דוסא עושה בראשי חודשים של כל השנה כולה. רבי דוסא had this practice not only on Rosh Hashanah to make this condition, but every Rosh Chodesh of all year round. Because it's the same Safek. Because Rosh Chodesh could always be either on the 30th day of the month or the 31st day. So therefore, whenever he would pray Musaf on Rosh Chodesh or the Tefillot of Rosh Chodesh, he would say what? If today is Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow. And then the second day he would say, if today was Rosh Chodesh or yesterday. It's the same thing. Now what's the Gemara say? Velo hodudo. And the rabbis didn't agree to him on that. Now, what do you mean they didn't agree to him? I amar pishlima lehatnot. If you say that they argued with him about all the other Rosh Chodeshim, that you don't make this condition, mishum hachelo hodudo. I don't understand why they didn't agree to him. Ela I amar lehaskir. But if you say the mahlokit is, should you mention Rosh Chodesh or not, amai lo hodudo. Why shouldn't they agree to him to mention Rosh Chodesh on the other Rosh Chodeshim of the year? So therefore, if the fact that they argued with Rabbi Dosa on a regular Rosh Chodesh, it can't be the argument was, do you mention Rosh Chodesh on a regular Rosh Chodesh? So therefore, must be what Hakamim hold. You always mention Rosh Chodesh. So what's the machloket? Do you make a Tanai? Now it comes out that we have two places where Hakamim argued on Rabbi Dosa. On Rosh Hashanah and on regular Rosh Chodeshim. The Mishnah said the rabbis argue that you don't make a Tanai on Rosh Hashanah. And the B'nai that says the rabbis argue that you don't make a Tanai on a regular Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Ve'el amai lehatnot? Well, what do you want to tell me? The argument is, do you make conditions? Why do the rabbis have to argue in two places? Which means, what do you need a similar argument twice? One in the Mishnah, the Gaber Rosh Hashanah, one in the B'nai of the Gaber, Sha'ar HaShe'a Chodashim. So the Gemara says, Siricha. Now, you need it twice. Why? De'i ashmi'inan Rosh Hashanah. If you only told me the machloket by Rosh Hashanah, that what? Rabbi Dosa says you make the condition, Hakamim say you don't. I would say, yeah, by Rosh Hashanah, that's what the rabbi said, that you don't make the condition of if it's today, if it's tomorrow. Why? De'lo mishum de'atel zizurebe. Because if you're going to make a condition on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. You might come to now mistreat the day and be lenient with the day. Aval, but Hashem Chodashim shel kol Hashanah kula ema modul Rabbi Dosa. But on a regular Rosh Chodesh where it's not asud b'melacha, I might say the rabbis agree, make a condition. He goes, well, what problem can come out? There's no asud b'melacha. So that's why you had to tell me, no, the rabbis argue even in the case of regular Rosh Chodesh, don't make a condition. Now go the other way. Vi itmar beha. And if you told me only the case of Rosh Chodesh, beha kama Rabbi Dosa. I would say, yeah, when did Rabbi Dosa say, the other way now, when did Rabbi Dosa say to make a condition on a regular Rosh Chodesh? Why? Because there's no problem of that they're going to come to be mizanzil. So therefore come to make a condition because there's no isur melacha. Aval, behach, but maybe the gabe, Rosh Hashanah, where if you're going to make a condition, can come to be mizanzil, ema modul rabbanan. I might think that Rabbi Dosa agrees to the rabbis that you do not make a condition. Siricha. So you need it. So therefore the Gemara proves you need both statements, but the machloket is only by lehatnot. But by mentioning Rosh Chodesh, everybody agrees, at least at this point, that you do mention Rosh Chodesh in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, and we do not say Zikaron Echad Ole Lekan Ulekan. That the word Zikaron goes on both. We don't say that. We say you actually have to mention it. So comes the Gemara and says, Metibe, we're bringing a question. Rosh Hashanah shehaliyot b'Shabbat. Let's say you have Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat. Bet Shammai Omri mitpalel Eser, Bet Hillel Omri mitpalel Tesha. So now in the Musaf, how many berachot are you going to pray in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah shehaliyot b'Shabbat? So let's go Bet Hillel's opinion first. Bet Hillel's opinion is the opinion that we're familiar with. You pray nine berachot. What are the nine berachot? The three first berachot of the Amidah, meaning you have the berachat Avot, you have the berachat Tehayat HaMetim, and you have the berachat of Atah Kadosh. You have the three middle berachot, would be Malchuyot, Zichronot, Shofarot, That's the Musaf. And then the last three Berachot of the Amidah are Mudim, right? Hatov Shubka, that's Avodah. Amachzish Karatot Sion. Hatov Shubka Ukanei Lehodot. And Sim Shalom. So therefore, better there we understand. Three in the beginning, three in the middle, three, and then that's nine. But Shammai says, no, you pray ten. So where do you get the ten? So he says, well, you have the regular nine of the Musaf, plus an additional beracha for Shabbat. Because the bottom line, it's Rosh Hashanah Shechalim B'Shabbat. So he holds you have to make a special mention of Shabbat in its own beracha. So now the Gemara is analyzing. According to Beit Shammai, if already, since it's Shabbat, it deserves its own beracha, the Gemara says, Ve'im ita, and if you're going to tell me that everybody holds, you must make mention of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, so then, Beit Shammai ahat esrim mibayile. So Beit Shammai should say you need 11. Meaning, just like you need a special beracha for Shabbat, you should need a special beracha for Rosh Chodesh. Which means once you tell him that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, that must mean what? That you should have a separate beracha. From the fact that we see what? That Beit Shammai says, you don't put a special beracha, you only put 10, must be you don't have to mention, according to Beit Shammai, Rosh Chodesh, therefore it doesn't get its beracha. So how could you tell me everybody agrees that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh? Everybody agrees you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. Here we see, according to Beit Shammai, it sounds like you wouldn't have to mention it, because if you did have to mention it, it would earn itself an additional beracha, just like Shabbat got an extra beracha, Rosh Chodesh also gets a extra beracha. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera came and taught and said, Shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different. Why? Mitok shekolel shacharit ve'arbit kolel nameh b'musafin. Which means, really, I could tell you, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. It's just that it's not going to earn its own blessing. You don't tell me that you don't mention. You mention it. Also, if you mention it, how come you don't say a special 11th beracha according to Beit Shammai? He says, no. Why? What's the rationale? So the Bizirah's Lashon is, since in Shahrit and Arbit, it's included in already the Amidah, not as a separate beracha, so in Musaf also, we're not going to include it as a separate beracha. Where in Shacharit and Arbit is Rosh Chodesh mentioned? So Rashi tells us. Top Rashi. Amar Rabbi Zera. Top line. Ne'olam sarich lazkir. Really, I'll tell you, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. Umiyu lebet shamay beracha ba'anpe nafshel Rosh Chodesh lo ba'ay. But you don't put it in a special 11th beracha. And not because Zikaron covers both. That's not so. That's not the reason, because Rosh Hashanah is the same thing as Rosh Chodesh. Because let's say it was not Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it was Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Which means even on a regular Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, don't make Rosh Hashanah Shechalim B'Shabbat, which is also Rosh Chodesh. Take a regular Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, you don't add in the Amidah a new beracha. So he says, "Lo ba'el beracha b'fnei atzma." Ela, what do you do? Chotem mekadesh Shabbat v'Israel v'Rashi Chodeshim. Dehilkach therefore, beRosh Hashanah nameh chotem mekadesh Israel v'Yom Zikaron v'Rashi Chodeshim. Ve'afal gav de b'Shabbat v'Rosh Hashanah ba'el cholchad beracha b'fnei atzma. Even though on Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, you're telling me that Shabbat gets its own beracha, which is the 10th beracha. Berosh Chodesh mod, but the Rosh Chodesh they agree. The mitok shekolel berkato betok berkat hayom shacharit v'arbit. Since in the Amidah of shacharit and arbit, You didn't say a special berakat Rosh Chodesh. It's included in Mekadesh, Shabbat, Yisrael, Vazemanim, or Mekadesh, Yisrael, Vazemanim, Vrashi Chodeshim. Since it's mentioned in the berakah already of those Sha'it and Armin, Vafilu Bishar Shabbatot, even on the regular Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Vahi Vadai Afilu Bet Shabbat Peshita Landelo Ba'ai Lechol Had Berakah La'atzmo. We know that Rosh Chodesh on a regular Shabbat does not get a special berakah. Even during the week, it doesn't get its special berakah. How do we know? Let's say it was regular Rosh Chodesh on a Tuesday. What's the deen? Elo berakah shachrit varbit. Ela omer, ya'alev yavo, ba'avodah. We just say an insert of ya'alev yavo. So you never get Rosh Chodesh its own. If it fell out during the week, it's an insert. If it fell out on Shabbat, it's an insert meaning Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat Mishlevet Hashem Chodashim. So therefore, I'll tell you on Rosh Hashanah as well, it's considered included in the Berakah, meaning I'll say Mekadesh Yisrael Hashem Chodashim V'Yom HaZikron. I mean, I'll include it inside the Berakah. I'm not going to make a special 11th Berakah for Rosh Chodesh. Ve'elka ki miklap b'Shabbat. Let's say it fell full on Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh. I feel the man that wanted to be Shabbat, no matter Kedina and Rosh Chodesh, Ba'avodah, in the Berakat Yom, Mechlalu, the Kalina, Velo, Bifnei Atzma. Which means, since we never find, at least in Shacharit, Menchad Arbit, that Rosh Chodesh gets its own Beraka, next Lashi, Kolel Name B'Musafim. So therefore in Musaf, we're also going to included. How? The Bet Shammai Bafagav the Behol Eat Le Berakah B'Musafin La'atzmo. Even though in Musaf, let's say, in the regular Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it gets its own Berakah. Hacham Mechlalu Dechalin En Oil Bekolel Shacharit Ve'Arbit. Since we're including it already in Shacharit Ve'Arbit on that day, that because Israel, the Yom HaZikaron, it's included in there, so too here we're going to include it. Aval Sha'ar Yamim Tovim Deitu Berakah Arbit Ve'Shacharit. But Negabei Yom Tov in Shacharit and Arbit and Mincha, Yom Tov gets its own Berakah. So therefore in Musaf as well, obviously, it gets its own Berakah. Ki Mikle'u Behol Ba'ari Pidigi Betzimai Ki Mikle'u Beshabbat Nesekhudu Berakah Be'atzman Lechot Tefilotehem. Which means Negabei Shabbat and Yom Tov Bet Shammai holds why you get a special Berakah in Musaf. And therefore you get to 10. You get the regular 9. Plus we're going to include a regular Shabbat, because Shabbat does get its own Berakah. On a regular Musaf, Shabbat does get its own Berakah. A regular Shabbat, you get the Berakah. Berukat HaShem HaKadosh Shabbat. So therefore, we're going to give its own Berakah in the Musaf of Shabbat Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Chodesh, it never gets its own Berakah. During the week, Rosh Chodesh, what do you do? Ya'alev Yavoh. During Rosh Hashanah itself, in Shacharit and Minhan Arbit, it was included in the Berakah. So therefore you don't make a special Berakah. So therefore Rabbi Zira is saying like this. Really, I'll tell you, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Bet Shammai, you have to mention. Also, how come you're not saying it's separate Berakah? Because since it's going to follow the pattern of the previous Tefillot. Since in the previous Tefillot it didn't get its own Berakah, and even during the week it only gets an insert, doesn't get its own Berakah. So if in Musaf, we're also going to include it in the Berakah of Yom Tov, which means we'll mention in the Rosh Hashanah, we'll mention Rosh Chodesh in the Berakah itself, but not to make a separate Berakah. That's the answer of the Bizera. So let's read that answer. Amar Bizera, Shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different, top line. Mitok shekolel shacharit ve'arbit, since you include it, not in its own Berakah, in shacharit ve'arbit on Rosh Hashanah, kolel name b'musafin. So comes the Gemara and says, Umi ita lebet Shammai kolel? Does Bet Shammai say that on Rosh Chodesh, that let's say falls out on Shabbat, are you telling me that he holds, you don't put it as a separate Berakah in the Musaf? We'll show you that he does. Why? What does it say? Ve'ad tanya Rosh Chodesh shechal yot b'Shabbat. You have Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbat. Bet Shammai omrim mitpalel shemona. So what do you see? On a regular Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbat, how many Berakot you say in the Musaf? 8. What's the 8? The first 3, the last 3. the Mekadesh Shabbat, because it's Shabbat, and must be making an 8th Beraka for Rosh Chodesh. So you see what? Rosh Chodesh does get its own Beraka. Oh, so if Rosh Chodesh gets its own Beraka, so now we're back to the question. How come then, when it falls out on Shabbat, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, it's not getting an 11th? Ela must be the reason why you don't mention it. It must be the reason why you don't make an extra beracha, because you don't have to mention it on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Zikaron covers both. So therefore comes out that indeed it is a machloket tanaim if you have to mention Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Bet Shammai will say, you don't. Zikaron covers it. And that was the opinion of Hakamim in the Mishnah when it says, Hakamim argue on Rabbi Dosa. That's Bet Shammai. That says what? Zikaron ole lekan, ole kan. And therefore the Gemara says, Kasha. You're right. Yeah, you have a question. So let's review the Shekla Vetareya over here. What happened? What happened over here was the Gemara thought originally to say, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention it. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Dosa, Hachamim, you mention Rosh Chodesh, because it is Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so what's the machloka between Rabbi Dosa and Hachamim? That note. Do you make the condition or not the condition? And what's it based on? Is it considered a zilzul, not a zilzul? Fine. But the Gabe saying Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Rosh Hashanah. Comes again, that is impossible. If you had to say it on Rosh Hashanah, Bet Shammai would have then said you have to make in Musaf 11 Berachot. Just like he said, on Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyot B'Shabbat, Musaf has the 9, plus a special Berachah for Mekadesh Shabbat. So if you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, it should have a special Berachah, Mekadesh, Yisrael B'Rosh Chodeshim. From the fact that it doesn't say that you get a special Berachah, must be, you don't have to mention it because it's included in Zikaron. Comes to Bizera, says no. Bizera says, really, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so if you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, why don't you get an 11th Beracha? You don't get 11th Beracha because you don't see Rosh Chodesh ever get its own Beracha, meaning in Shacharit and in Mincha and in Arbit, it's included on Shabbat, it's included in the Tefillah. You say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashi Chodashim, or you include it in Ya'alev Yavo. But you don't see it gets its own Beracha. So too I will say that you have to mention it, but it's not going to earn an 11th Beracha. Kamas is good. We have one problem. Bet Shammai says it does earn its own Beracha. How do we know that? Because he says in a regular case of Rosh Chodesh Shehaliyot B'Shabbat, the Musaf is 8. But the Musaf is 8 Berachot, means it's the 7th standard plus an 8th Beracha of Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so if it does earn its own Beracha, why doesn't it earn its own Beracha on Rosh Hashanah, Musaf? Ela must be because you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's included in Zikaron. Proof positive that what? That there's an opinion out there that holds that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. And who's that opinion? Bet Shammai. So therefore, that which you were telling me before, no, Kula Alma, everybody holds, you mentioned. According to the way we're learning now, not so. Kasha, it's a question on the original rabbi that said, you do mention it according to everybody. According to this, according to Bet Shammai, you would not have to mention it. Od Pam, because if you had to mention it, it would get its own beracha. And on Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah, you'd make 11. Why? You'd make the regular 9 for Musaf. The 10th is Shabbat. And the 11th should be Rosh Chodesh. And we know that he holds, it gets its own beracha. Because on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Shehaliyot B'Shabbat, the Musaf is 8. And still Bet Shammai said, Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyot B'Shabbat only gets 10. Hey, where's Rosh Chodesh? Ela must be Zikaron. You don't have to mention it. And therefore what? We see an opinion that holds, Rosh Hashanah does not have to be mentioned Rosh Chodesh. So therefore indeed it is a Mahloket Tanaim. So that's what the Gemara says, Kasha, on the opinion that told us that what? That it's a no machlok in the Gabe Rosh Chodesh. Comes the Gemara and says, which is the Mizrah that tried to answer it. The Gemara leaves it off in a kasha. Now, comes the Gemara and says, "Vekolel atzmo tanaehi." This subject of shacharit and arbit on Rosh Chodesh shehaliyot b'Shabbat. Okay, it's again shacharit, arbit, Rosh Chodesh shehaliyot b'Shabbat. We're going to now have a machloket exactly where you put the Rosh Chodesh, how exactly you pray it. So the Gemara says like this: V'kolel atzmo, meaning legabe Rosh Chodesh shehaliyot b'Shabbat in shacharit, mincha, and arbit. Tanaehi, it is indeed a machloket tanaim how you pray. The Tanya, we have a braita. Shabbat shehaliyot b'Rosh Chodesh. Very good. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Or b'cholo shel moed. Or it's Shabbat, chola moed. Arbit, shacharit u'mincha, mitpalel kedarko sheva. So you pray the regular seven. On Shabbat we pray seven. First three, last three, then you have the middle beracha, mekadesh Shabbat. Ve'omer me'en ha'me'ora ba'avoda. And where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? You'll mention Rosh Chodesh or chola moed, you'll mention in Ritzeh. That's avoda, which is Yale v'yavo. Rabbi Eliezer omer behoda. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you mention Yale v'yavo in modim. So first we have a machloket where you put Yale v'yavo. One rabbi says you put it in Ritzeh, in avoda. One says you put it in hoda. Now, v'im lo amar, if you forgot it, ma'azrin oto. Good. That's in shacharit and mincha and arbit. U'musafim matchil b'shel Shabbat. U'misayim b'shel Shabbat. Ve'omer kedushat hayom be'emsa. In Musaf, the way you include Rosh Chodesh is you start off in the middle beracha, v'titidlanu Hashem Elokeinu et yom ha'manoach hazeh. Yom ha'manoach hazeh means the day of rest, which is Shabbat. And you, in the middle of the beracha, mention ve'et yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, and then you end the beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, ומקדש שבת בישראל. Look at Rashi. הוא מתחיל בשל שבת. See, Rashi מתחיל בשל שבת. Look at the wide lines. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up. הוא מתחיל בשל שבת, ותתן לנו את יום המנוח הזה. הוא מסיים בשל שבת, מקדש שבת ותולה. You don't say מקדש שבת בישראל ורשע חודשים. You just start with Shabbat. You include Rosh Chodesh in there. ומי הוא במוספים באמצע ולגון נכלל. אבל שחרית וערבית אינו נכלל אפילו באמצע. והי תנא לתלה כולל שחרית וערבית. Which means this rabbi holds that in שחרית וערבית, it's not included in the seventh beracha. You get a special יעלה ויבוא. In מוסף, it's included in the seventh beracha by saying, ותתן לנו השם וקראת יום המנוח הזה, ואת יום ראש חודש הזה, we continue, then you end the beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbat. So that's this shita. Shachrit and Arbit and Mincha. How is it? Ya'aleh v'yavo. Or Modim. In Musaf, it's included in the seventh beracha. Comes the Gemara and says, again, we're reading on the first wide line, Matchil b'shel Shabbat, Mesayim b'shel Shabbat, v'kashay yom b'yam. So Rashbag, the Rabbi Yishmael b'no shel Rabbi Yohanan b'no ka omrim, כל מקום שזקוק לשבע, anytime you're praying seven ברכות, מתחיל בשל שבת, ומסיים בשל שבת, ואומר קדושת היום באמצע. Which means, anytime you say seven ברכות, you always put the Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the seventh ברכה, meaning even in שחרית מנחה נרבית. Because שחרית או שבת, how many ברכות are there? Seven. Mincha and Arbit as well. And therefore he holds, you don't put it in Ya'aleh v'yavo. In Shacharit, Mincha and Arbit, you also include Rosh Chodesh in the seventh Berakah. Which means you'll say, V'tetenaru Hashem v'kenet yom ha'manoach hazeh, V'et yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, just, and you'll say, Baruch Ata Hashem v'kadesh Shabbat. Just like you included it in Musaf, you'll include it also in the Shacharit Mincha. Because we have a machloket on Rosh Chodesh Shehaliyot B'Shabbat, how do you pray Shacharit Mincha Arbit? Is Rosh Chodesh included in the seventh Beracha? Or is it given its own Ya'aleh V'yavo? That is the machloket. comes again, Gemara and says, what's the halakha? My Rabbi Allah. What do you do now? What's the bottom line? Amar Rav Chisda. First of all, Gaber Rosh Hashanah, Zikaron Ehad Olelo Lekan Ulekan. That you do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. We rely on the word Zikaron that covers us on both. Vechen Amar Rabba, Zikaron Ehad Olelo Lekan Ulekan. And regarding the case of Rosh Chodesh, so we know, according to the halakha, on Rosh Chodesh, Shachal Yod B'Shabbat, we do say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in Shachrit, Mincha, and Arbit. We do not include it in the Mekadesh Shabbat blessing. But in Musaf, in the seventh blessing, we include Rosh Chodesh with Shabbat. And actually, we conclude the Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat V'Yisrael, V'Rashi Chodeshim. And we do not say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in Musaf. We only say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in the earlier tefillot, which comes out as a machloket. It's interesting machloket tanaim over here. There were tanaim that held that the way you pray on Rosh Chodesh Shehaliyot b'Shabbat, you do not say Ya'aleh V'Yavo in any of those prayers. You always just include it in the seventh berakah. The logic being, since the seventh berakah is berakah for the day, so therefore, the day is also Rosh Chodesh. Put it in there. As opposed to a regular weekday, the Amidah does not have a berakah that discusses the day. Therefore, you had no choice but to put Ya'aleh V'Yavo. However, in the case with Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat, so what's the difference? Also, you're mentioning the seventh beracha, which or the middle beracha, which is the mentioning of the day. So throw in Rosh Chodesh. The other rabbi says, no. There, you keep it like the regular standard Ya'aleh V'Yavo. Only in Musaf, you'll include it in the beracha of the Yom. But the Gabei Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara concludes, you do not say Rosh Chodesh, and that is the halakha l'maaseh. If you look in our text of the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, there is no mention of Rosh Chodesh. But we have to keep in mind, when you're saying the word Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, it's really going on two things. It's going on Rosh Hashanah as well as Rosh Chodesh. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ve'amar Rabba said, Ki avina berav. Una, when we're in the yeshiva of Rav Una, we had a question. Ma'u lomar zman berosh Hashanah b'yom kippurim. Do you say shechayanu on Rosh Hashanah b'yom kippur? What's the logic to say shechayanu? So the Gemara says, Kevan de mizman lizman ate amrina. Since Rosh Hashanah and Kippur comes from time to time, meaning it should be like every other holiday, which means it's not an everyday occurrence. It comes, let's say, after 30 days. It doesn't repeat itself. Therefore, the Kavanah, it should be subject to the regular law of Shehayanu. Or Dilma, or we say no. Kevan dilo ikru regalim lo amdina. Or maybe I say, no. You only have to say Shehayanu on the regalim. What's the regalim? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Why? Because that's a time of Simha. The regalim are considered Ziman Simchatenu. It's a time of happiness. Like the Pasuk says, Vayita Ach Sameach. So maybe only where there's an inyan of Simha, then you say Shehiyanu. But Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they're not called Simchatenu. It's not called the Regel. Therefore, I said, maybe it's not subject to the law of Shehiyanu. Maybe you only say Shehiyanu in a place where there's a Chiyuv of Simha. But where there's no Chiyuv of Simha, like on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, because it's not called a regel, maybe there's no shayano. That's the sefik. Gemara says, lo hava b'yade. He didn't know the answer. Meaning, they were in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, they asked, do you make shayano on Shnei Kippur? He didn't know. Ki atai b'Rav Yehuda. So when they got to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, Amar, he said, ana akra hadda name amina ziman. He says, I also make shayano on the new crop of gourd. Which means when I see a new gourd that starts the new season, I also make shehiyanu, which means it's not talui b'simha. Which means since it's an item that's not around, and now it already comes around, you don't have to be b'simha to make a shehiyanu. The law of shehiyanu is something that surfaces from time to time, gets a shehiyanu. So if I'm making it on a gourd, no problem to make it on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Gemara says, oh, Amar le reshut lo kame bahyali. I wasn't asking if it's optional. Meaning, all you see over here is in a case where there's no simha, you have a right to make shehiyanu. He was really asking, Ki kame bayeli hovamai. I want to know if it's an obligation. Which is all you're showing me from the case of the gourd is that you can make shihayano on an item that comes from time to time. I know you could make an optional shihayano. That wasn't even his question. No shenai kipur for sure. If a guy wants to make shihayano, he can. I want to know if it's mandatory like the rest of the holidays, because there's no simha. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le, Rav Ushmael da Amre Tarvayu, En Omer Zeman, Ela B'Shalosh Negalim. He comes along and answers. He says, Rav and Shmuel both said, you only say Shehayanu on Shalosh Negalim. Metibe, we have a question based on a Pasuk in Kohelet. Pasuk says, Ten Helek L'Shva'a Vegam L'Shmona. Give a portion to the seven, and give a portion to the eight. What was Shlomo HaMelech referring to? So the Bnei Yisrael Omer Shiva Elu Zayin Yemei Bereshit. Yeah, the Shiva means the 7 days of creation. Give a portion of the seven, meaning one day make Shabbat. Shemona Elu Het Yemei Milah. Ten Chelek L'Shemona means what? You have 8 days for Milah. One of them will be the day of the Milah. So therefore, ten helik l'shva'a, ten helik l'shmona. One of the seven is Shabbat, one of the eight is Milah. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Shva'a, Elu Shva'at Yeme Pesach. Shemona, Elu Shemona Yeme Hehag. Which means, it's coming along to tell you, 7 is what? 7 days of Pesach. 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. Ushua Omer Vegam. Right, the Pasuk says, Ten Helik L'Shva Vegam. Lishmona, what does the Gam come to include? Lerabot Atzeret V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. It comes to include Atzeret, meaning Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Including it for what? What was Shlomo HaMelech coming to tell you? Give for the 7 day holiday, for the 8 day holiday, for Shavuot, for Rosh Hashanah, for Kippur. For what? So the Gemara says, my love, this man must be coming to tell you that all these holidays have something in common. And what is that? They're all subject to the beracha of Shehayanu. Just like Pesach and Sukkot of Shehayanu, so too Rosh Hashanah and Kippur as well. There's your answer. So the Gemara says, no, that's not so. Lebracha. It's referring to Lebracha, which means that you have to say Mekadesh Yisrael, that's the manim. These are all these holidays in the Amidah. We have to make a special mention of the Yom Tov, like we do. Who told you that this is referring to the special mention of Shehayanu? It's saying ten the Shiva, meaning the 7 days of Pesach, and the 8 days of Sukkot, and Shavuot, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. What do you have to do in all the Amidot that you're going to pray? Make sure you say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vezibanim over Yom Hazikaron, or etc., which is following the day. Right, Yom Kippurim. So comes Gemara and says, Hachi Namim Mistabla. It makes sense to learn it like that. The Isal Kadatach Lizman. Because if you think it's talking about Shehayanu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika? Do you make Shehayanu 7 days of Pesach? Which didn't even make sense to say it's talking about Shehayanu. What was Shlomo HaMelech saying? Ten Helik L'Shiva. That what? Make Shehayanu all 7 days of Pesach? We don't make Shehayanu all 7 days of Pesach. You only make it on the first day. So comes the Gemara and says, Halakasha. That's not a question. Di'i lo mevarecha eidana mevarech lemachar ulyom uhara. Which means all the Pasuk could have been saying is that you have 7 days to make Shehayanu. Meaning if you didn't make Shehayanu on the first day, you can make it on the next day. And if you didn't make it on the next day, you can make it on the subsequent day. So that's not a problem. You don't worry about the seven that you make Shehayanu. We can answer that. Comes the Gemara and says, Mikol makom ba'inan kos. Because what do you mean? When you make Shehayanu, it has to be set on a kos. Now, how could you make Shehayanu on a kos on the third day of Pesach, for example? Is there a kos on the, there's no kiddush on the third day of Pesach? So the Gemara says, Lema misayil Rav Nachman. Could this be a proof to Rav Nachman that says the Amar Rav Nachman Zeman Omro Afilu Bashuk? We can bring a proof to the opinion of Rav Nachman. He holds that Shehayanu could be made on the 7 days of Pesach even in the marketplace. Which means if a guy didn't make Shemayah on the first day according to Rav Nachman, it's the third day of Pesach, you're in the middle of the marketplace. You remember, oh, I didn't say Shehayanu. You got us to have a course of it in the marketplace. According to Rav Nachman, Shehayanu. So we can bring a proof that the way we're learning, or the way we thought to learn, that when it says 10 Helik L'Shiv'a, it means Shehayanu. And it's teaching us what? That you can make Shehayanu all 7 days. Obviously it's talking about what? You don't have a course. And then we can bring a proof to Rav Nachman's opinion that says Shehayanu you can make even Bashuk. Comes the Gemara and says, Hala Kasha. That's not a question. Why? The Ikla Lekos. I tell you the case he's talking about where he has a course. Which means, who said it has to be Kiddush? On the third day, he has a cup in his hand of Yayin. He'll say, Bore Priya Gefin. Shehayanu. Which means when the rabbi said you have to make it ala kos, he meant Shehayanu's got to be made on a cup of wine on the holiday. So therefore I can tell you again, when it said, Ten Helik L'Shiv'ah, I could tell you it was referring to Shehayanu, and it's referring to Shehayanu the 7 days, and it's referring to we have a kos. So comes the Gemara and says, hold it. Hatina Atzeret the Rosh Hashanah. Right. That helps me for Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah and all the other holidays where it's possible to make Shehayanu on a kos. Which means, because you're allowed to eat on all the other holidays. However, Yom Kippurim, Hechi Avid, how could you make Shehayanu on a kos on Yom Kippur? According to the opinion that says you can only make Shehayanu on a kos, how do you do that on Kippur? So the Gemara says, why, what's the problem? Make Shehayanu and then drink, and then accept the holiday. Gemara says, no, it doesn't work that way. If you're going to tell me make Shehayanu and then drink it, once you make Shehayanu, that's accepting the holiday, and therefore it's asur to drink. So therefore, give me the scenario where you could make Shehayanu on Kippur ala kos. Yes, say Shehayanu and drink. Nah. Once you say Shehayanu, the holiday's on you. Once the holiday's on you, the fast day start. How can you drink it before? You have to make Berachat Gefen, then you have to make Shehayanu, then you drink. You can't drink. Once you said Shehayanu, the holiday's over. When they said make Shehayanu ala kos, they didn't mean drink the kos and then say Shehayanu. They meant ala kos, the kos is before you drink. So once you say Shehayanu, it's you can't drink. So the Gemara says, how do we know when you say Shehayanu, you're accepting the holiday? The ha'amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba le Rav. There was a case where Rav prayed early once on a Friday night. He prayed Arbit. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked him, after he prayed Arbit early on Friday night, Mi badalt? Did you separate from work? Amar le, and he said to him, In badilna. Yes, I did. Meaning, well, you see that once you pray, once, for example, on Friday night in Arbit, you say, Baruch HaTesh HaMekadosh Shabbat, that's Kabbalah Shabbat. So the same thing when you say Shehayanu, that's Kabbalah Tosefet Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, fine, we have another option. Libroch ale v'linhiyeh. Why don't you make the beracha and leave it? Don't drink. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Amivarech sarich shiitom. We know what does that mean. You can't make a beracha and gefen and not drink. You have to taste. So the Gemara says, fine. Litbe liyinuka. Why don't you make the gefen, make the shehayanu, and then give it to a kid? A child that's not fasting. The Gemara says, "Letilcheta kerav aha." The halakha does not follow Rav Aha that says you can give it to the child. Why? Dilma atel misrach, because we're concerned that if you give it to a child, he might get used to eating on Kippur, and therefore, when he gets older, he's eating on Kippur. So the Gemara is back to the question: how would you make Shehayanu on Kippur? Which means, even in the Havamina, I mean, the way you were thinking, that you have to make Shehayanu, and that's what the Pasuk was coming to tell you. Shiv'ah is the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and the Gam is coming to Kol Shnei Kippur. According to the opinion that says you have to make it ala kos, doesn't work. So Gemara says, Mai have ala. What is the bottom line halakha? So Gemara says, Amrule. Again, my havi ala. What's the halacha? Shadrua rabbanan le Rav Yemar Saba kamed Rav Chizda. So they sent Rav Yemar Saba. They sent him to Rav Chizda b'maale yomad reshata. They sent him to Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they told him, "Go see what he does." They want to know the halacha, so they sent a spy. They sent Rav Yemar, "Go spy on Rav Chizda Erev Rosh Hashanah. See if he makes shehayanu or not." Amru, they told him, Zil Hazeh Hechi Avid Ovda, see exactly what he does. Ta Emalan, come back and tell us. Ki Hazia, when Rav Chizda saw him, right away Rav Chizda understood what the rabbi was doing. He came in to check on him. Amale, so he said the following, Dalyua Liratiba Rafsa Le Bidukhte. He said, when you have a wet log, Ratiba is something that's drenched or moist or wet. Dalyo, when you lift up a moist log, it's only for one reason. Rafsa le bedukhte, because you need its place. Obviously, nobody picks up a wet log to use it as fuel, because you can't use it as fuel. Now, why else would you pick up a wet log? Elawat, must be you need the space where the log is in order to sit, which means, if you're coming to me, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and watching, must be you have a reason. You're just like a guy doesn't pick up a wet log without a reason. Right. So too, you didn't come here without a reason. You're coming obviously to learn something. So Gemara says, Aite le kasad de hamra. So they brought up Chizda, the kos yayin, kaddish. He made kiddush. The amar zeman. And then he said, שחיינו ולחתה אומר זמן בראש השנה וביום הכיפורים. And Allah says, you make it on Yom Kippur as well, and you don't need obviously a kos on Yom Kippur, because we'll hold that what? That שחיינו is only made on the kos. Yani lechetahila. But what? Let's say you didn't make it on the kos. The Gemara concludes, ולחתה זמן אומרו אפילו בשוק. Zeman can be made according to the rabbis that say, even in the marketplace. For example, on the third day of Pesach, you know you didn't say Shachayanu on the first night? Wherever you are, you don't got to take a cup. And once you tell me you can make it even Bashuk, the same thing with Kippur. And therefore our custom is to make the Berakav Shachayanu in the synagogue. We don't have a course obviously, but why? So Omeroh, Afilu Bashuk, but like a Tehillah on the other holidays, where you have a course, you the Katela, make it in the Kiddush, and then you're ready, you'd be your tzeh, according to all the opinions. Baruch Adonai Olam.